The Prince. By Niccolo Machiavelli. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Prince is a political treatise written by Niccolo Machiavelli in 1513. It is a handbook for rulers on how to acquire and maintain power. The Prince is divided into 26 chapters, each of which deals with a different aspect of rulership. Machiavelli argues that a ruler must be willing to do whatever it takes to maintain power, even if it means going against traditional morality. He also argues that a ruler must be willing to use force to maintain order and stability. He emphasizes the importance of a strong military and the need for a ruler to be able to adapt to changing circumstances. He also discusses the importance of public opinion and the need for a ruler to be able to manipulate it. Finally, he argues that a ruler must be able to recognize and reward those who are loyal to him. The Prince is written in a direct and straightforward style. Machiavelli does not mince words and makes no attempt to sugarcoat his advice. He is unapologetic in his belief that a ruler must be willing to do whatever it takes to maintain power. He also makes no attempt to hide his disdain for traditional morality, which he believes is often an obstacle to a ruler's success. The Prince is one of the most influential works of political philosophy ever written. It has been read and studied by rulers, politicians, and philosophers for centuries. Its influence can be seen in the works of many of the great political thinkers of the modern era, including Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. The Prince is a timeless classic that continues to be relevant in today's world. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Prince should be concerned with acquiring and maintaining power. The Prince is a political treatise written by Niccolo Machiavelli that outlines the strategies and tactics a ruler should use to acquire and maintain power. In The Prince, Machiavelli outlines the strategies and tactics a ruler should use to acquire and maintain power. He argues that a ruler must be willing to use any means necessary to gain and keep power, including deception, violence, and manipulation. He also emphasizes the importance of understanding the political landscape and the motivations of those around the ruler. Machiavelli argues that a ruler must be willing to take risks and make difficult decisions in order to remain in power. He also stresses the importance of having a strong military and a loyal following. Finally, Machiavelli argues that a ruler must be willing to adapt to changing circumstances in order to remain in power. In short, Machiavelli's The Prince is a guide for rulers on how to acquire and maintain power. He argues that a ruler must be willing to use any means necessary to gain and keep power, including deception, violence, and manipulation. He also emphasizes the importance of understanding the political landscape and the motivations of those around the ruler. Machiavelli also stresses the importance of having a strong military and a loyal following, as well as the need to be able to adapt to changing circumstances. Ultimately, Machiavelli's The Prince is a guide for rulers on how to acquire and maintain power in a dangerous and unpredictable world. Main idea number two. The Prince should be feared rather than loved. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be feared rather than loved, as love is fickle and can be easily lost, while fear is more reliable and can be used to ensure obedience. In his book The Prince, Niccolo Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be feared rather than loved. He believes that love is fickle and can be easily lost, while fear is more reliable and can be used to ensure obedience. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should not be too lenient, as this will lead to a lack of respect and obedience. He believes that a ruler should be strict and firm in order to maintain control and ensure that their subjects obey their commands. He also believes that a ruler should be willing to use force if necessary, as this will demonstrate their strength and power and will ensure that their subjects remain in line. Machiavelli also argues that a ruler should not be too harsh, as this will lead to resentment and rebellion. He believes that a ruler should be able to strike a balance between being feared and being respected. He believes that a ruler should be able to inspire loyalty and obedience through their actions, while also being able to use fear to ensure that their subjects remain in line. He believes that a ruler should be able to use both fear and respect to maintain control and ensure that their subjects obey their commands. Ultimately, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be feared rather than loved. He believes that love is unreliable and can be easily lost, while fear is more reliable and can be used to ensure obedience. He believes that a ruler should be able to strike a balance between being feared and being respected in order to maintain control and ensure that their subjects obey their commands. Main idea number 3. The prince should be willing to act immorally. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be willing to act immorally in order to maintain power, as morality is often a hindrance to achieving one's goals. In his book The Prince, Niccolò Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be willing to act immorally in order to maintain power. He argues that morality is often a hindrance to achieving one's goals, and that a prince should be willing to act in an immoral manner if it is necessary to maintain his power. Machiavelli suggests that a prince should be willing to do whatever is necessary to protect his state, even if it means acting in an immoral way. He argues that a prince should be willing to break the law, lie, and even commit murder if it is necessary to protect his state. He also suggests that a prince should be willing to use deception and manipulation to achieve his goals. In short, Machiavelli suggests that a prince should be willing to act immorally in order to maintain power. Machiavelli's suggestion that a prince should be willing to act immorally has been controversial since the book was first published. Many people have argued that a ruler should always act in a moral manner, and that any immoral actions are unacceptable. However, Machiavelli's argument is that a prince should be willing to act immorally if it is necessary to protect his state. He argues that a prince should be willing to do whatever is necessary to maintain his power, even if it means acting in an immoral way. Main idea number 4. The prince should be aware of the power of fortune. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of fortune, as it can be unpredictable and can have a major impact on the success or failure of a ruler. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of fortune, as it can be unpredictable and can have a major impact on the success or failure of a ruler. He states that fortune is a woman, and if she is to be submissive, it is necessary to beat and coerce her. He goes on to explain that a ruler should not rely solely on fortune, but should also use his own skill and judgment to ensure success. He advises that a ruler should be prepared for both good and bad fortune, and should be able to adjust his plans accordingly. He also warns that a ruler should not be too confident in his own abilities, as fortune can be fickle and can quickly turn against him. Machiavelli also argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of fortune in his dealings with other rulers. He states that a ruler should not rely on the goodwill of other rulers, as fortune can quickly change their attitude. He advises that a ruler should be prepared to take advantage of any opportunity that fortune presents, and should be willing to take risks in order to gain an advantage. He also warns that a ruler should not be too trusting of others, as fortune can quickly turn against him. In conclusion, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of fortune, as it can be unpredictable and can have a major impact on the success or failure of a ruler. He advises that a ruler should be prepared for both good and bad fortune, and should be able to adjust his plans accordingly. He also warns that a ruler should not be too confident in his own abilities, as fortune can be fickle and can quickly turn against him. Main idea number 5. The prince should be aware of the power of the people. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of the people, as they can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the people, as they can be a major source of support or opposition. He states that a prince should be aware of the people's feelings and opinions, and should take them into account when making decisions. He also suggests that a prince should be generous and merciful to the people, as this will help to ensure their loyalty and support. Furthermore, Machiavelli argues that a prince should be careful not to oppress the people, as this will lead to resentment and rebellion. He also suggests that a prince should be willing to listen to the people's grievances and address them in a timely manner. In addition, Machiavelli argues that a prince should be aware of the power of the people to influence public opinion. He suggests that a prince should be aware of the power of the people to spread rumors and gossip, and should take steps to ensure that these rumors are not damaging to the prince's reputation. He also suggests that a prince should be aware of the power of the people to influence the decisions of other rulers, and should take steps to ensure that the people's opinions are taken into account when making decisions. Overall, Machiavelli's advice to rulers is to be aware of the power of the people and to take their opinions and feelings into account when making decisions. He suggests that a prince should be generous and merciful to the people, and should be willing to listen to their grievances and address them in a timely manner. He also suggests that a prince should be aware of the power of the people to influence public opinion and the decisions of other rulers, and should take steps to ensure that the people's opinions are taken into account when making decisions. Main idea number 6. The prince should be aware of the power of the church. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the church, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In order to maintain his power, Machiavelli argues that a prince should be aware of the power of the church. He states that the church can be a major source of support or opposition for a ruler, and that it is important to be aware of its influence. He suggests that a prince should be careful not to offend the church, as it can be a powerful ally in times of need. He also advises that a prince should be generous in rewarding the church for its loyalty and support, as this will ensure that it remains a strong ally. Furthermore, Machiavelli argues that a prince should be aware of the church's influence on the people, as it can be used to sway public opinion in his favor. In conclusion, Machiavelli argues that a prince should be aware of the power of the church. He suggests that a prince should be careful not to offend the church, and should be generous in rewarding it for its loyalty and support. He also advises that a prince should be aware of the church's influence on the people, as it can be used to sway public opinion in his favor. By being aware of the power of the church, a prince can ensure that it remains a strong ally and can use it to his advantage. Main idea number 7. The prince should be aware of the power of foreign nations. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of foreign nations, as they can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli emphasizes the importance of a ruler being aware of the power of foreign nations. He states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to be a source of support or opposition. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to interfere in their affairs, and should be prepared to take action to protect their interests. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to form alliances with other nations, and should be prepared to take action to counter any such alliances. Machiavelli also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to use their power to influence the internal affairs of their own nation. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to use their power to influence the internal politics of their own nation, and should be prepared to take action to protect their interests. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to use their power to influence the economic and social policies of their own nation, and should be prepared to take action to protect their interests. Finally, Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to use their power to influence the international relations of their own nation. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to use their power to influence the international relations of their own nation, and should be prepared to take action to protect their interests. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for foreign nations to use their power to influence the foreign policy of their own nation, and should be prepared to take action to protect their interests. Main idea number 8. The prince should be aware of the power of the military. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the military, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the military, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. He states that a prince should not rely solely on the military for protection, but should also be aware of its potential to be used against him. He advises that a prince should be careful to maintain the loyalty of his soldiers, and should not allow them to become too powerful. He also suggests that a prince should be aware of the potential for military leaders to become ambitious and seek to gain power for themselves. Machiavelli also argues that a prince should be aware of the potential for military leaders to become corrupt and use their power for personal gain. He suggests that a prince should be careful to ensure that his military leaders are loyal and trustworthy, and should not allow them to become too powerful. He also advises that a prince should be aware of the potential for military leaders to become ambitious and seek to gain power for themselves. Finally, Machiavelli argues that a prince should be aware of the potential for military leaders to become overly aggressive and use their power to pursue their own interests. He suggests that a prince should be careful to ensure that his military leaders are loyal and trustworthy, and should not allow them to become too powerful. He also advises that a prince should be aware of the potential for military leaders to become ambitious and seek to gain power for themselves. Main idea number 9. The prince should be aware of the power of alliances. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of alliances, as they can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of alliances. He states that alliances can be a major source of support or opposition, and that a ruler should be aware of the potential benefits and risks of forming alliances. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to shift and change over time, and that a ruler should be prepared to adjust their alliances accordingly. Machiavelli also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to be used as a tool of manipulation. He states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to be used to gain leverage over other rulers, and that a ruler should be prepared to use alliances to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to be used to create a balance of power, and that a ruler should be prepared to use alliances to maintain their own power and influence. Finally, Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to be used as a form of protection. He states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to be used to protect against external threats, and that a ruler should be prepared to use alliances to ensure their own safety and security. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for alliances to be used to protect against internal threats, and that a ruler should be prepared to use alliances to maintain their own stability and security. Main idea number 10. The prince should be aware of the power of money. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of money, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of money. Money can be a major source of support for a ruler, as it can be used to reward loyal followers and to purchase the loyalty of others. Money can also be used to purchase resources and to finance military campaigns. However, money can also be a source of opposition, as it can be used to finance rebellions and to bribe people to oppose the ruler. Machiavelli also argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for money to corrupt. Money can be used to buy influence and to create a class of wealthy elites who are loyal to the ruler, but it can also be used to create a class of people who are dependent on the ruler and who are willing to do anything to maintain their wealth. This can lead to a situation where the ruler is surrounded by people who are more interested in their own interests than in the interests of the state. Finally, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for money to be misused. Money can be used to finance wars and other activities that are not in the best interests of the state, and it can be used to purchase luxuries that are not necessary for the ruler's success. A ruler should be aware of these potential pitfalls and should use money wisely in order to ensure the success of the state. Main idea number 11. The prince should be aware of the power of reputation. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of reputation, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of reputation. He states that a ruler's reputation can be a major source of support or opposition, and that it is important to maintain a good reputation in order to be successful. He also suggests that a ruler should be careful not to do anything that could damage their reputation, as it can be difficult to repair the damage once it has been done. Machiavelli also argues that a ruler should be aware of how their actions are perceived by others, and that they should strive to be seen as just and wise. He suggests that a ruler should be careful to avoid any actions that could be seen as unjust or cruel, as this could lead to a loss of support from the people. He also argues that a ruler should be aware of how their actions are perceived by other rulers, as this could lead to a loss of respect and support from other nations. In conclusion, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of reputation, and should strive to maintain a good reputation in order to be successful. He suggests that a ruler should be careful to avoid any actions that could damage their reputation, and should strive to be seen as just and wise in order to gain the support of the people and other nations. Main idea number 12. The prince should be aware of the power of deception. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of deception, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of deception. He states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used as a tool to gain support or opposition. He explains that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used to manipulate the public opinion and to gain favor with the people. He also states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used to gain an advantage over an enemy. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used to gain an advantage in negotiations and to gain access to resources. He states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used to gain an advantage in war and to gain access to strategic information. He also states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used to gain an advantage in diplomacy and to gain access to allies. In conclusion, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of deception. He states that a ruler should be aware of the potential for deception to be used to gain support or opposition, to manipulate public opinion, to gain an advantage in negotiations, to gain access to resources, to gain an advantage in war, to gain access to strategic information, to gain an advantage in diplomacy, and to gain access to allies. Main idea number 13. The prince should be aware of the power of fear. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of fear, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In his book The Prince, Niccolò Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of fear. He argues that fear can be a major source of support or opposition for a ruler, and that it should be taken into account when making decisions. Machiavelli states that a ruler should be aware of the power of fear, and use it to their advantage. He suggests that a ruler should be able to inspire both fear and respect in their subjects, and that they should use fear to maintain order and stability. He also argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential consequences of their actions, and that they should be careful not to overuse fear, as it can lead to resentment and rebellion. Machiavelli also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of fear in their own court. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for fear to be used as a tool by their courtiers, and that they should be careful not to be manipulated by it. He suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for fear to be used to manipulate them, and that they should be careful not to be taken advantage of by their courtiers. Overall, Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of fear, and use it to their advantage. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential consequences of their actions, and that they should be careful not to overuse fear, as it can lead to resentment and rebellion. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for fear to be used as a tool by their courtiers, and that they should be careful not to be manipulated by it. Main idea number 14. The prince should be aware of the power of flattery. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of flattery, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of flattery, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. He states that a prince should be wary of those who flatter him, as they may be trying to manipulate him for their own gain. He also cautions against being too trusting of those who flatter him, as they may be trying to deceive him. At the same time, Machiavelli acknowledges that flattery can be a useful tool for a prince, as it can help him gain favor with his subjects and build loyalty. He advises that a prince should use flattery judiciously, as too much of it can lead to a loss of respect and authority. In addition, Machiavelli warns that a prince should be aware of the potential dangers of flattery. He states that those who flatter a prince may be trying to gain favor or influence, and that a prince should be wary of those who offer too much praise. He also cautions that a prince should not be too trusting of those who flatter him, as they may be trying to manipulate him for their own gain. Finally, Machiavelli advises that a prince should be aware of the potential consequences of flattery, as it can lead to a loss of respect and authority if used too often or too freely. Overall, Machiavelli's advice in The Prince is that a prince should be aware of the power of flattery, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. He advises that a prince should use flattery judiciously, as too much of it can lead to a loss of respect and authority. He also cautions that a prince should be wary of those who flatter him, as they may be trying to manipulate him for their own gain. By following Machiavelli's advice, a prince can ensure that he is able to use flattery to his advantage without falling victim to its potential dangers. Main idea number 15. The prince should be aware of the power of bribery. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of bribery, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of bribery. He states that bribery can be a major source of support or opposition, and that a prince should be aware of this. He argues that bribery can be used to win over those who are not naturally inclined to support the prince, and can also be used to weaken the opposition. He also suggests that bribery can be used to gain the loyalty of those who are already inclined to support the prince, and can be used to reward those who have been loyal to the prince. Machiavelli also warns that bribery should be used with caution, as it can be a double-edged sword. He states that if a prince is too generous with his bribes, he can quickly become bankrupt, and that if he is too stingy, he can lose the support of those he is trying to win over. He also warns that bribery can be used to manipulate the prince, and that it can be used to create a false sense of loyalty. He suggests that a prince should be aware of the power of bribery, and should use it judiciously. Main idea number 16. The prince should be aware of the power of propaganda. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of propaganda, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of propaganda. He states that a ruler should be aware of how their actions are perceived by the public, and should use propaganda to their advantage. He argues that a ruler should use propaganda to create a positive image of themselves and their rule, and to ensure that their subjects remain loyal and supportive. He also warns that a ruler should be aware of how their opponents may use propaganda to undermine their rule, and should be prepared to counter it. Machiavelli also argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of symbols and rhetoric. He states that a ruler should use symbols and rhetoric to create a sense of unity and loyalty among their subjects, and to create a sense of fear and respect among their opponents. He also argues that a ruler should use symbols and rhetoric to create a sense of legitimacy and authority, and to create a sense of awe and admiration among their subjects. Finally, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the media. He states that a ruler should use the media to their advantage, by controlling the narrative and ensuring that their message is heard. He also warns that a ruler should be aware of how their opponents may use the media to spread false information and undermine their rule. Main idea number 17. The prince should be aware of the power of public opinion. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of public opinion, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli emphasizes the importance of understanding the power of public opinion. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for public opinion to be a major source of support or opposition. He states that a ruler should be aware of the opinions of the people and should take them into account when making decisions. He also suggests that a ruler should be careful not to alienate the people, as this could lead to a loss of support and ultimately a loss of power. Machiavelli also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for public opinion to be manipulated by those in power. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for those in power to use public opinion to their own advantage, and should be wary of any attempts to do so. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for public opinion to be swayed by those in power, and should be careful to ensure that the people are not misled or manipulated. Finally, Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for public opinion to be a powerful tool in the hands of the people. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the potential for the people to use public opinion to influence the decisions of the ruler, and should be careful to ensure that the people are not ignored or disregarded. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the potential for public opinion to be used to challenge the decisions of the ruler, and should be careful to ensure that the people are not silenced or oppressed. Main idea number 18. The prince should be aware of the power of tradition. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of tradition, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of tradition. He states that tradition can be a major source of support or opposition for a ruler, and that it should be taken into account when making decisions. He explains that a ruler should be aware of the customs and beliefs of the people they are ruling, and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be careful not to disrupt the traditions of the people, as this could lead to a loss of support. Machiavelli also argues that a ruler should be aware of the history of their people, as this can provide valuable insight into how to rule. He states that a ruler should be aware of the successes and failures of their predecessors, and should use this knowledge to make better decisions. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the traditions of their people, as this can provide a sense of stability and continuity. In conclusion, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of tradition. He states that tradition can be a major source of support or opposition for a ruler, and that it should be taken into account when making decisions. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the customs and beliefs of the people they are ruling, as well as the history of their people, in order to make better decisions. Main idea number 19. The prince should be aware of the power of religion. Machiavelli suggests that a ruler should be aware of the power of religion, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of religion, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. He states that a prince should be careful not to offend the religious sensibilities of his people, as this could lead to a loss of support. He also suggests that a prince should use religion to his advantage, by using it to gain the support of the people and to legitimize his rule. He also warns that a prince should be wary of religious leaders, as they can be a source of opposition and can stir up discontent among the people. Machiavelli also suggests that a prince should be aware of the different religious beliefs of his people, and should be careful not to offend any of them. He states that a prince should be tolerant of different religious beliefs, and should not attempt to impose his own beliefs on his people. He also suggests that a prince should be careful not to use religion as a tool of oppression, as this could lead to a loss of support from the people. In conclusion, Machiavelli suggests that a prince should be aware of the power of religion, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. He suggests that a prince should use religion to his advantage, by using it to gain the support of the people and to legitimize his rule. He also warns that a prince should be wary of religious leaders, as they can be a source of opposition and can stir up discontent among the people. Finally, he suggests that a prince should be tolerant of different religious beliefs, and should not attempt to impose his own beliefs on his people. Main idea number 20. The prince should be aware of the power of the law. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the law, as it can be a major source of support or opposition. In The Prince, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the law. He states that the law can be a major source of support or opposition for a ruler, and that it is important to understand how to use it to one's advantage. He suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of the land, and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of other countries, and should use them to their advantage as well. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the laws of the people, and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of nature, and should use them to their advantage. Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the law, and should use it to their advantage. He suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of the land, and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of other countries, and should use them to their advantage as well. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the laws of the people, and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of nature and should use them to their advantage. In conclusion, Machiavelli argues that a ruler should be aware of the power of the law and should use it to their advantage. He suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of the land and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of other countries and should use them to their advantage as well. He argues that a ruler should be aware of the laws of the people and should use them to their advantage. He also suggests that a ruler should be aware of the laws of nature and should use them to their advantage. By doing so, a ruler can ensure that they are able to maintain their power and authority, and can ensure that their rule is successful.